Sean Mize going to cheat today on how to compete in overly saturated markets. And, of course, that's the topic or the title of what I'm calling this presentation. But really, this could be, you know, how to compete in any area where you aren't the mainstream. How to compete in any area where you're struggling to compete. How to compete in any area where you're finding a hard time differentiating yourself. Because that's really what I'm going to get into today. I'm going to get into the psychology, and I'm going to give you some ideas on how to differentiate yourself so that people will choose to work with you rather than the competition. So, you know, that's really the deep idea here. So whether you're in a saturated market or not, if you're in a position where you're having a difficult time getting people to see you as being different and better than your competition, then this message is for you. And, you know, obviously if you're competing in an overly saturated market to get business at all, you have to differentiate. But a beautiful thing about differentiating and positioning yourself as being different than everybody else and having something to offer that no one else can offer is you can charge higher prices. So let's face it, if everybody is charging in your market $200 a month, then if you're exactly like them, you either have to charge $200 a month or discount. But if you have something that everybody wants that nobody else can offer, you can charge $300 or $400 or $500 a month. You can charge more than everybody else if you have something nobody else has. Then a word to the wise, a warning here. If you come up with an angle that works and you begin to get clients from your competition, you begin to do really well, and you brag about it, you tell people about it, then your competition finds out that you're doing better than they are, then they're going to investigate you, they're going to find out why you're doing better, and they're going to copy whatever it is you're doing. And 2 years later, you'll have to come up with a new competitive edge. Okay, so just recognize that if you're really successful, people are going to copy it. It's just going to happen. You can't really copyright ideas. I mean, in theory you can, but I mean, realistically, if you're out there teaching something to enough people, some people are going to start teaching exactly what you're teaching, and you'll no longer be differentiated. And for you to stay at the top of the curve, you'll want to go through this exercises, the exercises I'm going to give you today, these ideas, and every couple of years, kind of reinvent an angle. Okay, now, if on the other hand you say, you know what, I'm just willing to be a real small fish in a big pond, you know, I'll make plenty of money for myself, I'll have plenty of clients, but I'm not going to brag about it, I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to position myself as being the very best in the market, I'm just going to be a little bit different and nobody needs to know how many clients that really creates for me, okay, then maybe you can allow it to happen for a very long time. So let's get started. Here's the thing with overly saturated markets. I hinted at it just a few moments ago. And that's the idea that, let's say you have 10 competitors and everybody's teaching the same thing. And so the question is, why should somebody go with you versus someone else? Especially if you're just getting started. I mean, wouldn't a new client coming in be better off going with the person that has 10 years of experience? Okay, than going with you, you have 1 month of experience. Okay? And that's the thought that you may have. Okay, now, an interesting digression on that particular idea is that when I was first starting out, what I did was I positioned myself as being the person who hasn't been doing this for very long. I don't have millions of clients, therefore I can give you more personal attention than if you go with somebody who's making $5 million a year and you're only going to be talking to his or her secretary or assistant. And I really worked that angle, you know, this idea that I have the time to help you, they don't. Okay, and so in any niche, you can do exactly the same thing. So that just one idea right there that you can use to position yourself, especially if you're new in the market, to make your inexperience a benefit to your clients rather than being a drawback. Okay? Another way that you can handle this is to use the concept of why XYZ doesn't work and what you can do about it. Okay, so here's what you do. Your competitors, you have 10 competitors, they're all teaching your same basic system, okay? There's a 10-step system for doing whatever it is, okay? So, you know, if you help people with diabetes, there's 10 steps to helping people with diabetes. You're helping people with weight loss, there's 10 things you do you know, to help your weight loss. If you're helping people build a business like I do, I mean, come on. There are 8 or 10 steps, okay? It doesn't make any difference what order we put them in. I mean, I can put them in one order, somebody else puts them in another order, somebody else puts them in another order. You still got to do the 8 or 10 steps. Whether it's me or it's somebody that's been in the business a lot longer than me or somebody that's been in the business a lot shorter than me, whether it's a tall person, a short person, a skinny person, a fat person, a male or a female, young person, old person, I mean, it really doesn't make any difference. The 8 or 10 steps are the 8 or 10 steps. So how do you differentiate? What you can do is you look at your competition. Go find your competition. Listen to your competition's webinars. Listen to your competition's YouTubes. Read your competition's ebooks. Buy your competition's products. Okay? Find out what they're selling on the back end. And by the way, a lot of times you cannot find out what somebody is selling on the back end until you buy their product. And a lot of times you look at your competition and you go, well, how are they making any money? All they sell is this $37 book. Well, actually, that's all they sell to the general public. But if you buy their $37 book, you realize now that you are now hit up for a $97 a month membership. And you go, well, okay, they must be making all their money on a $97 a month membership. Well, actually not. If you buy their $97 a month membership, you realize now that they're going to suggest that you purchase a $5,000 coaching program. Okay? And then you say, okay, great, that's where they're making their money. Well, if you buy the $5,000 program and you go to their 3-day event, you realize that they really have is a $50,000 mastermind. Okay? And so a lot of times you can't see everything that's in a funnel at the front. Okay, and so if you get involved with your competition, yeah, it's going to cost a few dollars. If you get involved with your competition, then you will find out what's really going on. Okay, and the question would be, you know, what do we know? What do we know in every market, in every niche? We know that not everybody succeeds in the training. Not everybody succeeds in the training. Training's not always a good fit. If the training is a good fit, then oftentimes the person doesn't do the work. Oftentimes they don't do the work because they don't understand the training. Whatever. The lessons are in a different order than they should be. Why are they in this particular order? Well, because everybody's always done it that way. Okay? If you can dig into your competition, find out what they're doing right that is actually a drawback for your clients. If you can ask, you can then position it as why XYZ doesn't work and what you can do about it. Let's say that you help people with diabetes, and you have successfully helped a number of people with a certain combination of, let's say you're a doctor so you can prescribe. Okay, so you help people with a certain combination of a drug, some natural herb, and a certain diet. And your program happens to work better than what all your competition is trying to do. So in your case, you're treating the diabetes with a drug and with a natural cure, whereas, frankly, most of your competition, if you're in diabetes, is either treating it 100% with a drug or they're 100% trying to treat it with food. And, I mean, you know, if we just look at diabetes, I mean, I'm not a doctor, and so, I mean, this is just a totally hypothetical example. It's certainly not advice, but, you know, if you put somebody just on medicine, they're probably going to be stuck on that for the rest of their life. But if you put them just on food, you depending on how bad it is, you probably can't fix it. But maybe you have a special mix that's different than everybody else is out there, and you can position yourself why the doctor's drugs don't work and what you can do about it, or why the organic raw foods don't work and what you can do about it. You can literally position yourself against the good things that the competition is doing. So diabetes, let's look at building a business, okay? Why affiliate marketing doesn't work and what you can do about it. Let's say that I teach article marketing, okay? Now, who tends to use article marketing? Well, people that are willing to write, people that are willing to connect. Who uses affiliate marketing? People that want to create quick transactions. They're willing to handle, they're willing to deal with high refunds, high chargebacks, and lots of customer service. Okay? How can I position article marketing? Well, why affiliate marketing doesn't work for driving traffic and what you can do about it. Article marketing. Okay, so let's say I teach a system for selling high ticket. Why low ticket selling doesn't work and what you can do about it. Let's say that I have a system for selling low ticket. Why selling high ticket doesn't work and what you can do about it. You may say, well, Sean, how can you make both of those statements and say them honestly? Well, frankly, everything in the world has a backside to it, okay? So you could take somebody that doesn't drink coffee at all and they're always a little sleepy in the morning, and you could say to them, why not drinking coffee doesn't work and what you can do about it. So have a cup of coffee to get you going in the morning. Okay? Now you have another person that drinks 20 cups of coffee. They're addicted to adrenaline and sugar, and they're always revved high, and they get sick once a month, and they're always feeling burnt out by the end of the day. Okay, why too much coffee doesn't work and what you can do about it. Anytime you have anything you can position as an extreme, you can fight against it. Okay, I mean, even if, you know, let's say that you're a mortgage broker and you're teaching people how to do mortgage loans. Okay, you could say, why positioning to people with bad credit doesn't work and what you can do about it. Okay, you can teach them how to find people with good credit. Or you can go the other route. You can say, why selling to people with great credit doesn't work and what you can do about it. You know, what's the drawback to selling people with good credit? Well, interest rates are really low for people with good credit, so you don't make very much money. You might be better off having a risky loan that makes 10 times as much because you can charge somebody with bad credit more money. But you could literally sell against either ends of this spectrum. You can do this with every single market. Say you're a dog trainer. Let's say that one method, this would be a horrible method of training your dog, okay, and this would be horrible, and you should probably have the same treatment applied to you. But let's just say that your method of training your dog is that every time he does something that you don't like, you take a newspaper and you roll it up and you hit him with it, okay? That would be a horrible way to train your dog. So why hitting your dog doesn't work for potty training, what you can do about it, and you could teach them a system of gentle correction and maybe a water bottle and maybe growling and, you know, doing some other things that do tend to work, okay? You could also sell against the other thing. Why having no boundaries doesn't work with your dog. Why talking in a goo-goo-ga-ga tone to your dog doesn't work and what you can do about it. Water bottle and growling and, you know, the crate from time to time, okay? So even if you're just selling the middle ground, you can always sell against the competition. Whatever the competition is, you can always sell against it. Let's say you have a weight loss program. You have a nice, balanced weight loss program. Okay? You can sell against a high-protein, low-carb diet. You can sell against it. Why high-protein, low-carb doesn't work in the long run? You can sell against all raw foods. Why eating raw foods doesn't work? Okay? Why eating the grapefruit diet doesn't work in the long run. You can always sell against your competition. You can even take whatever it is that your competition is calling the big thing, you can sell against that. All you've got to do is find something about it that doesn't work, why it ends up not working for most people, and what you can do about it. Okay? Here's another big, big one. Probably every niche deals with this to some degree in today's market. There's too much free information out there, okay? So people are coming to you and they're saying, hey, why should I buy your product? There's all this free information out there. So how would we position this? Why the free info doesn't work and what to do about it? Okay, now because this is something that's coming to everybody, let's dig into this. Why does free info not work? Well, number one, free info takes hours. To mean really compile all the good free info, and by the way, the new search engine algorithms, oh my goodness, it's so hard to find good info on anything anymore, in my opinion. This is just my personal opinion. The search engines have done such a great job of filtering everything out except 500-word articles that it is getting really difficult to learn anything on the search engine. Okay, so that's my personal opinion there, folks. I just believe that's something great to sell again. And if you're following what I'm sending out to my regular lists, I try not to blast you folks. You guys pay good money to get the bottom line for me, and and I teach it to you first in these trainings. But I'll tell you, one of the emails I sent out recently was why SEO is not working anymore. And obviously, you know, SEO can work for people long run if they do things right long run. But this search engine rankings happen. People were selling that stuff for years. It's just really changed. The whole SEO market's changed. So now we can just sell against it. Why SEO doesn't work and what you can do about it. You can drive traffic all the other ways that teach. I mean, I can sell against SEO if I honestly believe it doesn't work. If you personally believe that article marketing doesn't work, you can sell against article marketing. Why article marketing doesn't work and what you can do about it. Okay? Why free info doesn't work. Let's go back to free info. Why free info doesn't work. So there's a couple of reasons why free info doesn't work. Number one, free info is usually pretty shallow. Even if free info is deep, you have no idea if it's accurate or not. You have no idea if it's trustworthy or credible. I mean, let's face it, it's free. Let me ask you this. You can put this in your sales copy. Let me ask you this. If a guy is selling a $2,000 training program, but he's giving away 10 hours of information, do you really think he's putting his best stuff in his 10 hours? You're going to spend 10 hours listening to somebody's second-rate stuff? You don't want to get second-rate free information. You need cutting-edge real information, and you don't want to pay $2,000 for it. You can join my $97 a month intense training program. Okay, see, we can sell against free information by belittling it. Okay, by belittling it. Time is money. Somebody takes 7 hours to go through all the free information, and they're worth $50 an hour. It's going to cost them $350 to get all the free information. Wouldn't they be better off just buying your $97 program and getting it all in half an hour? Just a quick 20-page manual that tells them everything that they can hunt and peck for 7 hours online? Absolutely. Okay, so you can sell against free information. You can sell against your own free information. Think about that. I've done that before. I have done that before. In selling my coaching, okay? Because I have a lot of information that is free, that's out there, it used to be great information. In fact, it still is great information, but my methods are so much more advanced than the free stuff that I put out that was cutting edge some time ago, okay? I can put that free information out as, this is free information. It comes from my XYZ training program that sold for 97 or 497, all of that's 100% accurate information, okay? I can actually sell against that and say, look, here's the thing. 3 days ago, I sent you 25 hours of free information. It's incredible information. But, I mean, realistically, do you have 25 hours to go through all that information and then try to go implement it all? Wouldn't you be better off in a coaching program where I spoon-feed you and give you an hour of information each week? You simply take the information and do what's needed instead of having to wade through 25 hours worth of free information. I can literally give free information and then sell against it. I can sell against my competition. You can sell against me. Okay? Literally, I mean, you could sell against me. Okay, so with the psychology of this, number one, it weeds out the people who are married to their problem. You see, some people like having problems. They don't really want a solution. They're out there hunting and pecking to confirm for themselves that their problem is really bad and that there's no good solution. And so if somebody isn't willing to accept the fact that your statement about free information doesn't work, what to do about it, but some of those people are just married to their problem. They're never going to buy from you anyway. You don't want them on your list. The second thing that it does is it polarizes your solution against the competition. If somebody wants a ho-hum normal solution, let them go to the competition. Do you have any idea? You don't, because you don't know. And I'm not going to give specifics here because I don't even know the number. I get a lot of people that come to me, they buy a few of my products, they think about joining a coaching program. Sometimes they even join a coaching program. They stay in it for 2 or 3 months. They come back a year later and join a coaching program. Sometimes the same one. And I ask them, well, why'd you come back? You know what they tell me? A lot of times they tell me, I went and I tried some other people's coaching programs, and I realized that your coaching really was the best. I realized that it really was the best for me. And so what happens is you polarize your solution against the competition by positioning it as being different than the competition. when, as long as truthful and accurate about it, when people go to the competition, they buy the competition solution. They realize it's everything you told them it would be. You told them all the so that they have with your competition. You don't have to name your competition. You just can say, if you get a solution that does X, Y, Z, these are the problems. Now, because you've already told them what those problems are going to be, they're going to be subconsciously looking for those problems. They are going to confirm to themselves that you were correct. What is that going to make you? That's going to make you like the expert of experts, because not only is your coaching program better than the competition for them, but you accurately predicted what their experience would be with the other person's coaching program. Okay? Let's talk about too much competition. I'm going to give you a few more examples. So we've talked a lot about this, obviously. Why is the whole idea is here, why what everybody else is teaching is wrong. Okay? Why it won't work for you. We talked about this. I'm going to give a few more examples. Obviously, we talked about article marketing, why what everybody else is doing isn't working for you. You need me. And if you remember, in my article marketing, what's my message? Article marketing, the way most people do it, which is write an article and submit it to 1,000 directories, okay? That may work for SEO, but it does not work for direct traffic. And so my article marketing program teaches people how to get direct traffic. Hardly anybody out there teaches it. Why? Well, there's a few reasons. I think the biggest reason is that the direct traffic is slower. That converts a lot better. I'd rather have slow that converts really well than to have fast that doesn't convert very well. Okay, and so that's been my premise for over 5 years. It's always been my premise. And who do people come to, even after they've gone to the competition and learned how to do it the other way, when they realize they're not getting results, because I told them they wouldn't get results that way, who do they come to? They come to me to learn how to actually get conversions. They may not come to me to learn how to write the article. They come to me when they have a conversion problem. Okay, because I have separated myself from the competition by saying, look, article marketing, the way everybody else does it, doesn't work because it doesn't convert. Yeah, I may charge more than the competition, so people say, okay, I'll go buy the competition's program. It can't be that much worse than Sean's. And I'm not knocking anybody's and some competition out there that's better than me. Okay, but they go out there, they buy it, they pay half the price, they try it for 3 months, it doesn't work. But they see it's working for other people. And then they run against me, and they send me an email, and they say, you know, I tried XYZ program, and, well, it's not working. What do you think I do? I don't bash the other person's product. I write them back, and I say, well, what are you doing? And then they tell me what they're doing. Oh, I'm writing the same article. I'm submitting to 1,000 directories, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm wearing my fingers to the bone, on and on and on. And I write back, and I say, you know, there's a better way. There's a better way. You got to have quality. And in fact, I have a resource box that will triple what yours is doing, and you know, I've got some excellent training on it. You know, do you want to hear about it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. I send them the link to buy my course. And my course teaches you how to do it. And then what do? They buy. Why? Because I have positioned myself against the competition in the first place. Okay, get rich quick. Let's say and a lot of you teach people how to build online businesses. You know how vehemently adamant I am that get rich quick doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Okay, so much of the information out there is, you know, buy me, buy me, buy me. Invest $97 today and push 3 buttons, close your eyes, and, you know, 30 days from now you'll be sitting on the beach drinking umbrella drinks. The truth of the matter is that doesn't work. Okay, now who buys those programs generally? Well, I bought those programs before because I want to see what's inside of them. And you guys probably have done that too. Some of you, in fact, everybody in this call has probably bought something like that because you're so curious what's inside of it. And I've done that. Yeah, I bought some of those programs just to see what's inside of them. And then I get inside of them and I go, wow, how does anybody sleep at night selling this for $97? That's usually what happens to me. When I go through one of those and I look at them, I go, wow, how do you sleep at night? And, well, I'm glad I can sleep at night. Okay, so now, especially since you bought the product, you can sell it. Okay? And I did that sometime in the past. I bought somebody's product, and I sold against it for a long time. And I didn't sell against it by name, but I sold against the whole get-rich-quick scheme. Okay? Now, how do you sell against it? Well, get-rich-quick doesn't work because you have to build a real business. Because if it would really work, and then 10,000 people try to do the same thing, you oversaturate the market. You saturate the market immediately, and although it used to work, it no longer works. And we just go on and on and on about all the reasons why get rich quick doesn't work. You know, one of the problems that we see in the internet marketing world is that people try one get-rich-quick solution every single month for a year. They've invested $7,000 or whatever, 12 different get-rich-quick solutions, and have nothing to show for it. Wouldn't they have been far better off to do it the hard way, have nothing to show for it for the first 6 months, but be building a real foundation, and by the end of the year actually be making money? And that's the message that I sell, okay? You know, the easiest message in the world to sell is make it, you know, do this for 30 days and you'll be rich. That's an easy message. And it actually sells better. But the one you can sleep with, the one that will create long-term coaching clients, the one that will actually create real residual income for you, is a foundation. And it's the same thing in anything. Let's say you're helping people lose weight. Sure, you can help people lose 15 pounds in 30 days. Oh, they'll gain it back the next 30 days, but you don't care because, well, it's $97 and they bought from me. How do you sleep at night? Instead, you sell a program that, you know, you'll lose 2 pounds a month for the next 25 months for 2 years, but you'll keep it off for life. Which one's better? Which one's better? It's the same way with everything. You know, let's say you're a marriage counselor. And two people come to you, they have some problems in their marriage. Maybe they're thinking about divorce because they can't get along. I have a 30-day solution, and if you'll just follow this 30-day solution, you'll save your marriage. Well, yeah, you'll save it for 45 days because you'll put Band-Aids over all their problems, and they'll be happy-go-lucky for 45 days, and then all the real problems will surface again. But instead, you sell against that, and you say, you know what? You can't have a flash-in-a-pan solution because what's going to happen? You're going to get a flash-in-a-pan solution. You and your hubby, you and your wife, you're going to get along really, really well for 45 days, but it's all going to be based on emotion. And then when everything goes back to the way that it was before, you're going to be at each other's throat again. Do you really want that? Or would you rather be willing to invest the next 2 years of your life, an hour or two a week, following my exercises step by step together for the next 2 years and actually save your marriage forever? Okay? Is it a harder solution? Yeah, absolutely. In every single niche, folks, that you can do a coaching program, you can sell long-term against short-term, just the way that I'm teaching you right now. Okay, now, obviously, you run into this where you're not going to have as many conversions up front, but you're going to have more people stick with you in the long run. So here's a question. Would you rather have 10 clients pay you $97 today and then never hear from them again ever? Or would you rather have one client pay you $97 a month for 10 months? Okay, now, the old bird in the hand, you know, is worth two in the bush theory says take your 10 times 97 today, okay, instead of gambling on 97 a month for 10 months. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you were to just sell two clients at 97 a month for 10 months, you'd make twice as much as if you had 10 clients at $97 right up front. Sure, you're not going to get to spend it all at once, but trust me, you're far better off having 10, 15 grand a month coming in like clockwork than to have 31 months of nothing the next. Okay, because you have 31 months and nothing the next, you spend all of it this month, whether you're paying off bills and being responsible or you go buy a new car, next month you have nothing. You're far better off for those residual payments. You'll make more money in the long run by focusing on long term with your clients rather than short term. Okay, so I just flip my note paper over. Rare that I do notes for more page. Okay. I remember when I first got started, hardly anybody was following my model of telling people how much they need each month every 6 months. Hardly anybody was teaching the concept. We're getting some feedback, folks. I'm going to try to isolate the person and mute you. Just give me a second. Okay, folks. If you find you can't hear me, or you find that you can't talk, then you will know that I've muted you out because I wanted to get rid of that background noise. So, except it's gotten deadly quiet on here. Can I have somebody say yes, just so that we know that you guys can hear me?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Yes. Thank you. Folks, my utmost apology for the disruption there. Okay, so I did a kind of a unique approach, you know, and I sold against the get rich quick. I mean, I saw guys out there saying, you know, I made $1 million my second month online. You can do it too. In my opinion, that's a lie, because if you look behind the scenes, he did $1 million because he invested $25,000 to work with a JV partner that was going to hook him up with 100 people that had 100,000 person lists. He bought himself into it. But he leaves out the investment part and just says, you know, I wrote all these emails to these 100 people and they all accepted. Why did they accept? Well, because I paid $25,000 to the JV broker that guaranteed they would all accept because they're friends of his and they're going to get a kickback and they're going to get a mailing and blah, blah, blah. They leave that part out. I'm not naming anybody. Okay, and I'm not saying that any one person did it exactly this way, but you're getting my drift here. Okay, sure, guy does $1 million his second month online. Can you do that? Well, no, not unless you're willing to invest $25,000 to get access to these 100 people that are going to mail their list, okay? So what I did the opposite. I said, look, here's the truth. My first month, I did $125. My second month, I did $250. I was making less than minimum wage. You know what? I hung in there. And the third month, I don't remember what it was. I haven't gone through these numbers in a while. Let's see, it was $125. And then 250. Anyhow, a couple of months later, maybe the third month it was 800. The next month it was like 15 or 16. The next month it was like 38, 35, 39. And the next month it was 5,500. I go through these numbers. It was totally opposite of what everybody else was doing. When I got to my 13th month, I did $15,347. And you know what? For the next several years, in fact, some of my marketing still has it on it. My first 13 months, my 13th month online, I did $15,347, and I'll show you how I did it. And because of the fact that I had done it step by step from scratch, I was able to show people the exact same process. Now, what do you think my competition's doing now? I'm seeing all kinds of people teaching a 15K model, a 10K model, a 100K. I launched a 100K model recently. Guess what I'm seeing out there? 100K models. Okay, so obviously, at some point, I'll revamp things, so now I'm selling against that, okay? You know, the bottom line is I sold against that for years. I sold against this idea of, and I still really do, against this get-rich-quick mentality, okay? But one more idea on get-rich-quick. Nobody can cookie-cut your business. You need personalized instruction. If you think about it, that's what I sell now. That's what I sell now. And that's one of the beautiful things, and that's what I teach you folks. I'm teaching you folks, big time, I'm teaching you folks the idea of selling coaching because it's personalized instruction. You know what's beautiful about selling coaching that's personalized instruction? Most people can't cookie cut. Why? Because even if they all wanted to, they most people aren't willing to do the coaching work. And if that's the case, they end up just automating it. Well, then it's no longer personalized instruction. So if you are giving personalized instruction, that's the easiest thing. Because that's what people want. And you can do that in anything. You can do that with diabetes. You can do that with weight loss. Do that with dog training. You can do that with selling coaching. You can do that with selling insurance. You can do it with building a business. You can do it with selling blog instruction. You can sell personalized instruction. Okay, I'm just looking at my notes here because, you know, even though I've gone through some of these niches, I'm just going to give a couple more examples. One of them is the same one, the weight loss. So let's say why the other diets don't work. Now, remember, this will work for everything that's health-related. You know, diabetes, gaining muscle, you're a twig in high school and you want to gain some weight, you know, any kind of health problem. The reason that that doesn't work, it's too hard, it's too easy, or it doesn't focus on the reason. Okay, all of these things, weight loss, why the other programs don't, oh, they're too hard. Or they're too easy. And we just talked about that. You can't just have a magical 30-day month and then it, you know, it's just all downhill from there. It doesn't work that way. Okay? So you sell against it's too easy. You sell against it's too hard. It's too hard to keep a journal for 365 days. Okay, well, don't do that diet. Do mine. Same thing with diabetes. Why don't the other methods work? They're too hard. They're too easy. Or it doesn't focus on the reason. Okay? Why does weight gain not work for you? Well, because it's too hard, it's too easy, or it doesn't focus on the reason. Why does the raw food diet not work for you? It's too hard, it's too easy, it doesn't focus on the reason. Okay? Why does, let's look at marriage, saving your marriage. Why do the other counselors not work? Their program is too hard, okay? It's too difficult to follow, or it's too easy, it doesn't work. Or it doesn't focus on the reason. We talked about that earlier. If you just come up with a 30-day solution with lots of happy, happy, rah, rah, let's get everybody emotional again, okay, it doesn't work. Why? It doesn't focus on the reason. You got to get to the heart of the problem. Every single niche that you're in, people are coming to you not because they're coming to you because they have a problem that they need to get past. You have to focus on the reason of the problem. And you can sell against what other people are selling because other people are usually selling a symptom-related solution. They're not selling a solution to the reason that they have the problem. And if you will solve the reason, if you will focus on the reason and solve that like I do in my program, it'll be really easy to sell against everybody else, and it'll be easy to sell probably forever, okay, as long as we exist here on this earth as we know it. Okay? Because of the fact that most people, human nature is, they try the easiest way out. What's the easiest thing to sell? The easy method, the 30-day method, that's the easiest one to sell. So what are most people going to sell? The easy method. Lose weight in 30 days. And cure diabetes in 30 days. Get along with your husband in 30 days. That's what, that. I mean, then it could be 15 days, it could be 2 months, whatever. The easy solution sells. So if the easy solution sells, and it always will sell, what can you sell? You sell the long-term personalized solution that is going to be a little bit harder, but it's going to work. Okay, sales. Let's say you're in the sales field. Let's say you teach people how to sell better. Okay? So what do? Why the other sales training methods don't work? Okay, so what are some ideas? Well, one is it's old school. Okay? The reason you can't close is it's old school. Okay? Or canned phrases. The reason that you can't sell is you're using a bunch of canned phrases a car salesman taught you 30 years ago. You can't use those on a modern consumer because the modern consumer knows them all. Okay, so what's another way you could sell against other training methods? Well, you could say other training methods miss the element of human psychology. I mean, if you think about it, just in the last 5 years, we know a lot more about human psychology than we probably have gathered in the last 35 years. Okay, so if you're selling against a dinosaur who's selling a program that they recorded 30 years ago, boy, you can put some new human psychology in it, and you can sell against their program, not by name, but just as, you know, the other people are selling, or a lot of the other people are selling training programs that are based on old stuff. That's why it's not working for you. You need the human psychology, okay? And the other, you know, ties in right here. Their programs aren't tuned to the new methods of mobile communication. I mean, think about that. We're coming into an age of mobile communication. Probably everybody can sell against that. You could probably even sell dog training. You could sell against the other guy's program. The other guy's program, you got to get 25 DVDs, put them in your DVD player if you still have one, and sit down and watch them. My program, I have them all loaded onto a protected membership site that you can view on your smartphone at your convenience. They're 5-minute blocks. Which one do you think is going to sell better in today's market? Okay, now, obviously, 5 years from now, there'll be so much training on mobile that there'll be a new, we'll, at that point, we'll say, okay, how do we sell against whatever that solution is? But today, you can sell against an old DVD if you want to. Okay, I mean, some people are phasing out DVDs because they're able to get streaming internet, they're able to get streaming TV, they're able to get mobile communication, the streaming mobile. You know, and maybe their CD, their DVD player breaks, they don't buy a new one. You're able to sell against the old technology today, and you can do it in every niche. Okay, so quick review. In all niches, why the other blank doesn't work. All you got to do is find one reason why the other system doesn't work, or why the other way of doing a system. I encourage you not to sell against a particular competitor. Don't name anybody by name. You know, don't beat up with specific details in such a way that everybody can know who you're talking about. Sell against all your competitors as a group, not as a single company, okay? Figure out what doesn't work, and then build your sales pitch around the fact that what people are doing isn't working, okay? So, again, against free info, why free info doesn't work, and then with other solutions, why the other solutions don't work. Okay, and so then one closing thought, and so some of you may be thinking, okay, well, do I have to do it this way? Well, no. If what you're doing right now is working, no, you don't need to You don't need to use this approach. And by the way, some of you may also be thinking, well, isn't this negative marketing and negative advertising? I don't want to be involved in negative marketing and negative advertising. Here's the thing. You're not going to spend 95% of your time beating up on your competition. You're simply, in a paragraph or two on your sales letter, or you're simply for a minute or two when you're teaching, you're simply going to explain to people why what they're currently doing isn't working and why they need you. Because here's the thing. If people don't understand why what they're doing isn't working, why should they switch? I mean, you could just not work the same way they do. But if you can resonate with them emotionally and psychologically with the reason why what they're doing isn't working, then it will be easy for you to say, the reason what you're doing isn't working is XYZ. The reason my program works is it counters that, and it gives you a complete solution.